Welcome. In this session, we're going to use a simple matrix to help you identify outsourcing opportunities. And remember, just because this is simple doesn't mean it's not sophisticated. What we're going to use is something I've never seen anyone else use before. It's something that I've shown to friends, and frankly, I'm surprised nobody else does this. If you do know someone who uses this technique or something similar, please let me know because I'd love to see their work and their research. So grab your three lists and look down at the tasks that have an arrow next to them, the tasks that you identified as being primarily about external results. Now, on a separate sheet of paper or using the next page in your journal, go ahead and divide your page into four quadrants. You may want to draw a vertical line down the middle and a horizontal line across the middle of the page so you can divide your page into four parts. So now I'm going to give you the labels you can write and then I'll explain each of them. If you are listening to just the audio, by the way, when I say slash, that's not a word to write down. I mean literally write a single line, a slash. So here's the labels. In the top left quadrant, write down micro slash non-repeatable. Micro slash non-repeatable. In the top right, write down macro slash non-repeatable. Macro slash non-repeatable. In the bottom left, write down micro slash repeatable. That's micro slash repeatable. And finally, in the bottom right, write down macro slash repeatable. That's macro slash repeatable. Okay, so what do these labels mean? These labels divide the different tasks you have on your three lists into four buckets. And each of these buckets has associated with it a level of quick win versus not quick win, and high leverage versus low leverage. So let's talk about what each of these labels mean. First, let's talk about micro tasks versus macro tasks. Macro tasks are large scale tasks. One easy example of this is washing my car. I don't have to explain to anyone what I mean when I say I want my car washed. It's a macro task. They know that means wash the front, the back, the sides, wash the windows. If I tell them to wax my car, that's another macro task. They know what it means to wax my car. I don't have to explain to them that they need to get a bucket and some soapy water and a sponge and the detailed steps of how to wash my car. The professional car wash down the street washes over 20 cars an hour. They know how to wash my car better than I do. That's a macro task. Micro tasks, on the other hand, are tasks that are broken down into small, detailed steps. Typically, micro tasks don't define a single task. Rather, it's a series, a collection of micro tasks that make up a larger task. Let's go back to the washing car example and imagine I was teaching someone who had never washed a car before. I would teach them about filling up the bucket of water. That's a micro task. Putting the sponge in the bucket to soak up the water. Pulling the sponge back out of the bucket, now full of soapy water. Each of those little tasks is a micro task. Now, in the case of washing the car, though, a lot of people already know how to wash a car. That's why it's a macro task. If instead I was teaching someone how to do a complicated spreadsheet, or perhaps how to do something else very customized, then I would need to teach them each of the steps in detail, and each of those little steps is a micro task. The reason this is important to understand is that quick wins come from macro tasks. If you have a task that is already well understood in the marketplace, then you have a task that is already well served by individuals, by professionals, by retail services. So that's what makes it a quick win. In terms of outsourcing, a macro task is a way you can get results quickly because it's easy to find someone who understands what you want done. You don't have to train them, they already know what to do. The second aspect we're looking at is repeatable versus non-repeatable. This means exactly what you think it does, with one small twist. Repeatable tasks are tasks that you do regularly, tasks that are part of your regular routine. For example, washing my clothes, that's a repeatable task. I wash my laundry typically at least once a week. Washing dishes, that's a repeatable task. Non-repeatable tasks, on the other hand, it's a bit of a misnomer. It's really infrequently repeatable tasks, or less. Tasks that you do rarely to the point where it's not typically part of your regular routine. So one-time tasks fall into this category, but also tasks that perhaps you do once a year or less. So for example, I would classify buying a home as a non-repeatable task. For many people, this is a once-in-a-lifetime activity, but you might buy a home multiple times in your life. But for most people, it'll still be less than once a year. So that's why it's non-repeatable. As you may have guessed, the highest leverage comes from repeatable tasks. The reason for this is if you have a repeatable task and you find a good service or a good assistant, you can continue to have them repeat that task for you. Over time, they'll get better at it, more efficient, and you'll be able to benefit from that task being outsourced forever. On the other hand, if you have a non-repeatable task and you outsource it, you still benefit, but you have more overhead. Every time you want to outsource a non-repeatable task, you may need to find a new service or a new assistant or train your current assistant. The one caveat here is in business especially, you can often group related tasks together and call them repeatable. We'll talk about that more in the section on personal assistants later in this course, but for now, let's just keep it simple. So let's get to the exercise. First, a quick recap. We divided your page into four quadrants and filled them with the following headings. In the top left quadrant, you wrote down micro/non-repeatable. In the top right, you wrote down macro/non-repeatable. In the bottom left, you wrote down micro/repeatable. And finally, in the bottom right, you wrote down macro/repeatable. Now, I just explained to you the difference between macro and micro tasks, and then repeatable versus non-repeatable task. And I define non-repeatable to be once a year or less. One-time tasks also fit in this category. Even if you repeat the task, if you repeat it very infrequently, put it under non-repeatable. So look over your list of items where you drew an arrow to indicate that you are doing those primarily for external results. Go ahead and categorize those tasks into these four quadrants. And then in the next session, we'll go over the items in each quadrant and the strategy that is best suited to outsourcing those items. I know this has been a very long session. I hope though that you've learned a few things and this helps you outsource and get more time to do the things you love. I will see you in the next session.